gonna do this again one more time. So your name is?
My name is Joshua.
And so today, sorry, is it okay if I put it here?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, there you go. Sorry. It's okay, I can put it right here. And so, basically what I wanted to ask was, what was your situation like that kind of had you here?
Well, in 2017, my August, my wife passed away. She had just turned 32, and it kind of, I stopped working, I got really depressed, self-medicated, I quit my job, I was in school full-time, working full-time, and, you know, I lost my brother in 2015, in September of 2015, and you know, he's my little brother, and he passed away. He had gotten an infection in his heart, I suffered with depression my whole life, and I experienced a lot of death, when I was in 8th grade, my friend and Caleb and I, we were walking to the bus stop, and he was hit by a car right in front of me, and he died on impact, and you know, and I've always felt depressed, and it's really been a hindrance, you know. And then I guess I didn't realize that at the time, and it took some counseling to point out that I guess I've dealt with a lot of death. And you know, it was very when my wife passed away, it was very I really just gave up. We were friends since we were 12, you know, someone I grew up with. And she passed away suddenly. She had a clot in her lung, and it moved to her heart. And I was out of town, she wasn't found for 2 days. And you know, I just really kind of threw in. I don't know. I stopped going to school. I didn't even withdraw. I just stopped going. You know, I stopped going to work. I didn't really care about the consequences of that. I mean, not like, you know, about bills and that. It just all seemed very minute and meaningless. You know, I went from, you know, living in my apartment that we shared, you know, I eventually lost the apartment, lived in my car, since I stopped working, I didn't renew my insurance, my license got suspended, I got in trouble I was actually sleeping in my car with the, I'm from Miami, it was really hot, I had the car running, I got, you know, the police stopped me for, I guess I was sleeping in a parking lot. Well, I was sleeping in a parking lot in the car. They arrested me. They impounded my car. And then, so after that, my going to get my car out of impound without proper papers, you know, without having my license and my insurance renewed. I basically just, I moved back in with my mom and I was, like I said, I was self-medicating and I started doing other drugs, like street drugs, and to kind of separate, my brother, he lived up here, and he was homeless at the time, and I had, before my wife passed, I had asked him to come and live with us, till he got on his feet, and when he told me to come up here, he said that he had an apartment, and I came up here, he didn't have an apartment, and he kind of just lied to me to get me out of the situation. I was doing really self-destructive things, I really just gave up. I gave up. And I felt like it was real meaningless to even try and create anything when everybody just keeps dying. I just lost a cousin 2 weeks ago in a car accident. He was barely 30 years old. And my aunt, my aunt, who I lived with as a teenager, she passed away from a drug overdose. I found myself here. I started going to counseling while I was living on the street here, and it was helpful. It kind of made me realize that like I don't like saying like, oh, it's been real traumatic and all this stuff, but from what I'm told, I feel it way. Like, you have people in your life, your whole life, and they're gone. And, my aunt was the oldest one. She was 38. And these aren't long lives. And it just really took a toll. I was using prescription painkillers. I stopped that. Which was difficult. There's a detox involved, and now basically I'm just trying to put things back in order to be self-sufficient. And it's real hard. Like, I'm not from New York. I don't know very many people here. My brother, he just moved to California, and just like 3 days ago. I just find myself here and trying to make the best of it, and I try to make like a little money to like feed myself and basically get around And that's really it. I'm kind of just stuck. Like, I don't know exactly what to do. It's like real lonely, you know, and everybody, I'm sure, experiences it. When I was in LA, the situation you were describing, like I saw a lot of people, like at the hotels and motels and stuff, a lot of people's California plates, like with their cars, because the cost of living out there is real expensive, and you know, companies, when they hire you, they tend to try, of course, the business model is to get the best help for the cheapest, and the cost of living in some, I mean, New York, Miami, LA, they're all pretty expensive. I think Miami is probably the least out of the three, but it's still pretty high. And it's really just, I don't know. You know, I would like to go back to school, but I'm just not in a position right now. Not sure what else to say. I went to, it's called Florida Gateway College in North Florida, and I went to Broward Community in Fort Lauderdale.
What did you major in?
Computer networking. I was trying to get an associate science degree, and I'm like halfway to it. You know, I have 30-something credits. I think it's like 64 for the degree. I was doing really well. I just stopped. I really gave up. And it was just, I don't know.
I think that's where a lot of people kind of misunderstand where depression kind of comes into play. That it really does take a toll on the people, on a person's mind, where it literally makes us like not be able to function.
And I downplayed it myself because I didn't want to be like, oh, I'm depressed, this and that. But when I realized, like, it is like a shadow, like living, like I'm living like in a shadow. It makes it difficult to get out of bed or to face the day. And I don't want to seem like I'm making excuses, but I don't feel like I see other people. I don't see them struggling like that. And I know everybody has struggles. We all have things to cope with and deal with. We all do that differently. And I don't know. I feel like at this point, it's really for me, it's been kind of debilitating. And it's like, to the point, like even talking to you, like just talking to another person, it's taken me like a lot of practice to do that. I get really nervous in social situations, and then, like, I mean, doing this is not like a good feeling, you know what I mean? So, like, I go to AA, and I have a sponsor, and part of what, you know, like, he recommends, because they don't tell you what to do, they make suggestions, is how they put it, so, and it was hard for me to even, like he had to approach me, you know, because people were like, this guy's weird, he sits back in the room and don't say nothing, and they're very, for the most part, they're very, like, welcoming.
Yeah.
And they'll initiate conversation, and it made me so uncomfortable. I would literally walk out and have like a panic attack. I'd hold it together while I'm there, but I would like freak out. And so I told my sponsor this, and you know, he kind of suggested that I speak more in front of people, and it helped, like, to do it. It took a long time, and you know, it's helpful, or it was helpful, and I'm getting better at it, and so you know, I don't see this like as a permanent thing. I really feel like this is just maybe a learning experience, like everything else, and honestly, like, I've met some, like, living on the street, and something about when people are stripped away from their possessions or from their job, and they're really, like, cut down to the bare minimum, they really, not everyone, of course, but there's a compassion that when you go through something like that, like other people that have experienced that, there's more empathy, I think. Not more, but more empathy towards their fellow person, you know? And it really, like something I've noticed, you know? Like this lady, a homeless lady, I was sitting out here for like an hour, right? And this lady, she's homeless, and she walks up to me, and she's like, "Yo, do you need a dollar or whatever?" And I was like, "Oh yeah, I don't have no money, I'm just trying to get some bread to eat and stuff." And she's got all her possessions in a bag, and she gives me her. And it's just like, I've done the same thing, and you try and, I don't know, it's something about having nothing materialistic, like in the material reality, like that really makes a person aware of like a spirituality of like we're all connected. For the most part, people, you know, they want to be compassionate, they want to help, and for whatever reason, maybe they don't, because maybe prejudgment or whatever the case may be. I don't know.
A lot of kids, like at my school, that really take the education. education for granted. Like, they don't care about, like, the work that they put into.
Right.
On, like, the schoolwork that they do is, like, they're just there to please their parents. And, like, that's just it. And they waste away, like, a precious education. And so it really angers me when, like, I didn't have the opportunity, because I recently, like, skipped school. Like, I'm here at school now to finish my first year of college, but, like, I skipped a big chunk of my first year because I couldn't afford it.
Right.
And so seeing, like, all these rich, wealthy kids that don't really give two shits about, like, education, it really hurts me inside that they have a spot that I was working for, like, my entire, like, life, pretty much.
Right, like, you know, there's something about working towards something, and like photography, I'm guessing you have a passion for it, you know, like, and that's like a really good, that's like a beautiful thing to do the work for something that you're passionate about, because a lot of people work their whole lives just to get a paycheck, and they'd rather be painting a picture, you know. I think as people, it's really important that we figure out what we're passionate about and try and do that. And I mean, because if we're not happy on the inside, then all this external stuff, this really, as a society, I think we've made it mean more than it actually means. I mean, I don't know if that makes sense.
But
you know, it just seems, and it's good to be able to take care of your family and get everything, you know, to live in comfort. But like you were saying, like when it's given to you, and as most of the time, it's not as appreciated. You know what I mean? Like, it's really, I don't know. Maybe I'm babbling.
No.
Sorry.
So what are you passionate about?
You know, my brother asked me this, and I tell him, I'm not really sure. I like writing. I write. I play the guitar. That is probably the closest. No, that's what I'm passionate about. I like doing it. And it makes me feel good. I don't know. There's not too many other things that I'm like really interested in. And that kind of, like, I could do that. Happy doing that, you know. And for the most part, I do it for myself. Like, I don't play out in public.
Yeah.
You know? I can't sing very well. But that's what it, you know. And I like helping people. Like that, it's probably because they have to get it off their chest. I don't know why they feel like, you know, it's happened multiple times. And it's not like strangers just walk up, like acquaintances, you know? And that's all fine. I could listen to people, you know? Especially if somebody needs somebody to listen to. A lot of people don't have that. I like doing that.
I always think it's much easier to talk about our deepest, darkest secrets to someone we don't know because they don't know us. It's a fresh face.
That's,
we just say it, then we go. We won't never see them again.
That's very true. And it's very therapeutic. Just another person being there to listen is really, we take it for granted, but it's very therapeutic. It's probably what we're here for.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I can't say that for a certainty, but it feels like that we should all be helping. I can call him and like a few other people my age because he's an older guy, and I have other people in that group that I can call, and like they don't want anything, you know. They just want me to be safe, and it's helpful. And for a long time, I didn't want to hear that. I don't want to call another guy and be like, hey, I feel some type of way,
yeah,
or this and that. And invest in a personal relationship with somebody that, who knows, they could use everything I told them, they could use against me, you know? And that's kind of like, I think that type of thinking, it's like a defense mechanism for me, but it's also, it would kill me, like, to keep that up, it will kill me eventually, and I feel at this point, my little brother, you know, if I died in addiction, then there's really not that many people left to remember those people, you know? So I just try and, like, I'm not really religious, but I believe in energy. I believe that we're all connected, and they're somewhere, whether it's in another body or floating or just in the ground, I don't know, but I feel like they're somewhere. And
I feel like that's why a lot of people are drawn to talk to you, because you have the quiet, kind of like a warm energy about you.
other people, it can get dangerous, you know? Other people trying to get comfortable, things like that, you know, like just simple things. Like I feel real, you know, because if you sleep outside, right? Like in a car is one thing, like because I slept in my car for a while, and I didn't have that feeling like somebody could just cut my throat in my sleep. And outside, it's kind of like, yo, you're sleeping, you're very vulnerable. And like when my brother was here, it was better, like, because there's two of us, you know. And he's been out or up here for quite a while, and he knows a lot of people. But me, I don't. It's hard for me to make friends. I don't know. I'm not social. My brother can talk to anybody, and I can too, but I rather not.
Yeah.
And it's not like I rather not, like I'm better or something.
Yeah, no,
I just,
yeah,
like, it's stressful. It's real stressful. And I'm working on it, but I'm not like there yet. So yeah, with him, like, he knows everybody, and he's very much comfortable with just being, like, on the street, and, he's, like, a real free spirit, but he's, like, gone, he moved, I don't know if he's coming back, he kind of left, like, on a whim, which is fine, but... Just, I would say, like, the security, not having security, sleeping, like, outside, you're just vulnerable. And that's probably it.
And I just have one last question. What do you kind of hope for humanity, or what do you hope to find in humanity?
Wow.
I know, it's like two profound questions.
Did you make that question up?
Yeah, just right now. I'm like making
really?
Questions on the spot.
Oh, wow. You're awesome. my hope for humanity, like I said, I'm not religious, but this society has put money above everything, for the most part, you know. And I would hope that our consciousness elevates past that. And instead of fighting or thinking that we're different, we realize that we're all the same. And because we are all the same. But I mean, we might look differently, whatever. That's, you cut us open, you're gonna see same stuff. There's a heart, a liver, some kidneys, stuff like that. And we all have it. And our brains, you know, we're all... it's gonna sound really hippie-ish.
No, it's okay.
And,
go for it.
And, you know, but I hope that we really get past the selfishness and, like, the ego. That, like, the, like, looking down upon rather than throwing an arm around, you know, and that's, you know, hopefully one day it gets to that point, you know, without something terrible happening, you know, maybe we can get there without something horrible. Because tragedy tends to unite people, and, you know, I don't want it to come to that, but, you know, Hopefully it won't. Hopefully we'll just, everybody collectively will wake up and be like, alright, you know, we're all in this together, and let's proceed as such. And if not, we'll probably kill each other. You know, yeah, that's a really good question. I like that.
I part of myself that I struggled a lot was when we would ask for help from like our family friends during like the times where we just don't have any place to stay. Like our family friends would like, you know, welcome us at the beginning, be good hosts and everything. But like I always hated that when the patience kind of wears down, the smile really isn't there anymore, and it's more kind of a question of when are you gonna get out of here, you know? And it was hard because like just going from like from people that are willing to take us in, it felt very like, I don't know what word to put it, but it was felt just very like like I felt like a burden, like throughout the entire time. So it was just kind of like hard to be able to ask for help and to receive it too.
Yeah, like maybe like social expectations were to like help out, but then. I understand what you mean. Like I couch surfed for a long time to friends, to family, you know, and there is that like, oh yeah, come in, and then it's like, so what now?
And
I understand that. Like,
me too.
But you know. I don't know, you know, it sucks. It's hard. And I always try to like not put expectations on people, because in my experience they let you down. But if you have no expectations, it's like whatever happens is kind of like, if it's good then it's like, oh great, you know, and if it's not, I don't know, maybe that's like a pessimistic way to look at it, but it's a hard situation, and I think if someone's willing to help, they're probably trying to do their best, but everybody's at different points, you know, and we're all learning. Whether we know it or not, we're all learning and experience experience is just, you know, I know in my past I've been the asshole a lot, and I don't mean to be, and at the time I felt justified or like I was in the right, and reevaluating it later, honestly, you know, because I could, and honesty is real, especially being honest with yourself, to realize that I played a part, and I reacted, and not to put everything on me, but I'm accepting my part in it, you know, try to be accountable. What do you hope for out of humanity?
I guess I just hope for more empathy and just like in humanity, just like allowing people to really fully understand what it's like to be in the shoes of like homeless people. of strength to go out like this and ask for help and ask for money to just get by. Like,
Okay, you're good.
I just feel like a lot of people don't fully understand that takes a lot of bravery to do that. Because people just assume that it's like, oh, that person is probably like a drug addict, an alcoholic, or some sort of like criminal or something. But in reality, it's just people that got into really fucked up situations, and we're here trying to scrape by. And like that situation was something like beyond our control, and now we're here like as a result of that. And so I just hope that people could empathize that what happened to us was not in our control, that it's something that we unfortunately like went through, and we're just asking for help. Like, even just a smile, it's like, and a thoughtful encouragement, it really goes a long way.
Yes.
honestly, just having this conversation is just very healing in a sense where it's fun, like someone that understands like the cycles of being like homeless and what it's kind of like to be kicked to the curb pretty much. I really thank you a lot for having this open discussion with me. It really takes a lot of emotions like into the conversation. So I know it's really hard, and I know for you it's even harder because you told me that you're working on like talking to people. And
you're very easy to talk to.
Thank you. But another thing, like, is it okay if I take a picture of you? It's for my class. I'm not going to be profiting off of it. I'm only using it for class. No other purpose. If you're not comfortable with that, that's totally okay. If you're comfortable.
You can do that.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You seem hesitant.
That's fine. You can do that.
Because you can definitely say no.
I know.
Okay.
But
are you sure?
Can do that.
I'm gonna ask one more time, are you sure?
I'm good, you can. Yes.
Okay, thank you.